long. And when the weekend comes, we like to sing his songs at the local honky-tonks around our hometown. He sang songs about love and songs about war. Played an old guitar, he was beat up and worn. And he smoked cigarettes three at a time. Every once in a while I think about his smile, and I reach under the bed and pull out his old guitar. When I open the case, I can see his face as the smell of stale cigarettes fills the room. He used to drink a lot, that made my mom real mad, but he never forgot. He was our old man on birthdays, or when we needed a kick in the ass. Round steak burned, love liver and onions. That was the worst, and he chased it all down with a nice city beer. And every once in a while I think about his smile, and I reach under the bed and pull out his old guitar. And as I open the case, I can see his face as the smell of stale cigarettes fills the room. Same dreams and walk the same walk, and now that he's gone, I guess I carry on. He was my old man, that's for sure. I looked just like him, and I buried his scars playing the local honky tonks around my hometown. And every once in a while I think about his smile, and I reach under the bed and pull out his old guitar. When I open the case, I can see his face as the smell of stale cigarettes fills the room. Yeah, every once in a while I think about his smile, and I reach under the bed and pull out this old guitar. When I open the case, I can see his face as the smell of stale cigarettes fills the room. I strung the strings, I begin to sing as a teardrop falls from my eye.
Your Scene Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourscene.com.
Yeah, the local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. So care about
by your speakers. Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to come to?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
She said.
Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, and 107.1 FM St. Louis, Missouri. We're going to preview the Concert for Anna, which is a benefits show. And with me on the line right now are Oz and Raina. What's up, guys?
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
So,
really appreciate it, no doubt.
Not a problem. Oz was on last year to discuss this show, if you guys were listening way back then. Raina, this is your first time on the show, correct?
It is my first time. I'm very nervous. So please be nice to me tonight.
You sound a lot like Jonna on Skype.
Oh, that's because we're both badass, so.
It could be.
It might be.
It's nice having you two around, though, because I can take less pictures now.
Okay, that's good. Well, I'm here to help, so I like helping.
That's back in the day, I took all the pictures, and they were all not that great. And now I can take less, and you guys have shown me some things, but you're still way better, so I take less.
It's a win-win.
That's right. So let's talk a little bit about a concert for Anna, and you guys can either take turns or both offer parts of the answer or however you want to do it. But
We'd like to both go at once. Is that okay? Or
well,
Raina probably, if you wouldn't mind, you want to tell them about the recipients or.
I can tell a little bit about them. There's two this year because this is our 10th year, you know, and I'm new to this. This is my second year helping out, although I've known the PARocks all of my life. My mom and their mom were best friends, and I've known them forever. So they asked me last year to help out, and I was more than happy to because, you know, I love them, and I love doing graphics and photography and more so like helping out.
If Rainy wouldn't do the artwork and the posters, which is totally amazing, she does it for Rock for Life. She does it for our new group out, Bill, that you might want to interview too. They've been running for a while, but they did their first concert this year, Superheroes.
Yeah.
And she just does phenomenal work.
I'm actually familiar with them. The woman who runs it, her daughter is in my daughter's classroom.
Oh, neat.
Oh, Amy. Yeah.
Yes.
Amy's a
student. I hosted the first one this year. Yeah.
Yeah, they had a really good turnout. I was really impressed with, and I'm impressed with what she does. I mean, she's
one,
and she's doing all of this good things for kids, and it's amazing.
And then, you know,
superheroes believe in miracles, correct?
That is it.
Yes, yes, absolutely. But anyways, the show this year, the Concert for Anna, it's our 10th anniversary. We don't know what's going to happen, what's going to be there, a lot of surprises. We got some new bands, as Mike Piedrock takes care of the bands, and he rotates those every year, you know, along with, you know, some of the regulars like Big House Pete. Big House wasn't there last year, but a group called Blood Zeppelin was. They took their place, and I'll tell you what, they were phenomenal. Unfortunately, they've had one or two members pass away since then. But Big House will be there. This year, along with Creep, Ferris Bueller, oh man, Mona Lisa Smiles. I mean, it's Five Alarm Flood, After the Fall. I mean, these are all bands that have played national. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so to get to see them for $10 a night, you get to see five bands each night. It's unreal. You know, you don't get to see this. And I think that's part of the reason why we have the biggest concert of the year around here. But not only that, I know Anna is smiling on us.
Oh yeah,
well, she knew about the first concert, Anna. She knew about the first concert, and she was real happy with the way things were going. And I'll tell you what, she's got to have a big, giant smile on her face for 10 years of helping people.
Let's do a little bit of background story for the people that don't know who Anna is. Do you want to fill them in?
Sure. Anna is happens to be my cousin. I'm cousins with the Pedrocks. And what had happened, and she has a twin sister, Lisa, and Lisa will be there. And what had happened was we were trying to raise money for insurance, and we turned a rock concert into a benefit. And it was so big, and it only happened one night. People started coming up to us and saying, hey, can you do that for us next year? The band started, hey, can we get in there and play? So it has grown to a three-night venue, which is outrageous. Last year, we, Wayne, I think we doubled almost, right?
I think so, yes. Yes, absolutely. I think we made more in the first night than we did the whole weekends prior in all of the years. It's just in one night.
Wow.
So it was,
yeah,
we moved to a bigger venue too, right? Last year was the
That made a big difference. Yeah, we're at the Quality Inn in New Kensington across the Trenton Bridge. And we're in the ballroom. We're not in the Sports Page Bar. I know probably a lot of people think we're there, and that's too small. But we have vendors there. We had the vendors last year with Wicked Web Jewelry, a bunch of vendors. I think LoJack's going to be there this year, the motorcycle company. And it's unbelievable. Megan Copeland, she's helping out. Mario Tempest is helping out. And, you know, a lot of other people are really pitching in. And we had an Army guy come and give us a backpack from Blairsville last year.
Cool.
So that's how big the concert reaches out.
Now, it's Friday, September 1st, Saturday, September 2nd, and Sunday, September 3rd.
7 p.m. each night.
And it's $10 each night.
Yep. Yeah, but breaking news, okay? We're having a bike run for the first time this year on Saturday, the 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a fun bike run. We're going to get everybody back at the hotel for the concert by 6 o'clock. They're going to be able to come in, and they're going to play some games and win some money. So it's going to be an exciting bike run. We've never done this before. We're getting help from so many people.
Is it a poker run kind of thing?
Yeah, sort of. But at the end, what we're going to do is we're going to take 52 cards and put them on a dartboard. And depending on how many bikes are there, we're going to pick out so many. Like right now, the number's 10. And those 10 people are going to get to throw darts at the cards and win the face value of the card. And the joker's up to $200 right now.
Oh, cool.
Naturally, the more bikes, we'll be raising that up higher. But if you get a 9, that's like $9. So, but it's a lot of fun.
No, that is September 2nd.
Yes, registration is at 11 o'clock. Kickstands up at 1.
It's $20 for a rider, $15 for a passenger. And that's a donation to the cause as well. And that starts and ends at the Quality Inn.
Yes,
Okay. Do you know what the...
So it's
Do you know what the stops are?
Purples out in Fort City. I believe that's Fort City.
Yes.
And then we're going to go up to the sidebar in Katanning, Steve Craven and Jen's place. And we're going to end up at Wicked Witches and then back through to the Quality Inn by 6. They'll be there for the concert.
Cool.
You better stick around for the concert. You get $5 off if you have your ticket stub from the bike run too. So hopefully we can see some new faces this year inside.
We've seen a lot of them last year. And I'll tell you what, Bill, people dressed up last year. I personally didn't notice because I'm busy, but my wife, and I mean my daughters and that, they were surprised at the people that showed up like dressed up. You know, so hopefully we added some good to it. And we hopefully will add every year. To it, but I'll tell you what, I couldn't be more pleased with working with Rana there. She is, without her, nobody would know about this concert at all. Plus all the other stuff she does. Oh my God. It's
like a mad scientist. I'm a mad scientist up here on the hill.
Exactly. Yeah.
So we started to attempt to talk about the people that the concert was benefiting, and then we went off on a tangent. So, Devin Rainovich?
Yes, Rainovich.
Yes. It's a 2016 Valley High School graduate, and he was a freshman in college when they found out his diagnosis, which is
pelvic osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer. I haven't really dived too far with their stories. I just know that they both need help. And it's so unfortunate. So
yeah, go on the website, read about them. They are on the website.
Yeah. They it just makes me sad, and I feel so helpless, and any way I can help raise money to help somebody else, it just warms me up inside. And but yeah, for somebody so young, and Deneen has two children that are still in middle school. I could imagine how hard that would be, because I have two kids in high school myself, and how hard it would be to just live life and to worry about, oh, what's for dinner tonight, or how's my kids going to get a backpack for school, or and all of this money is going to go towards anything that will make their life just a little bit better. And that's as little as it may be, or as much as it may be, anything helps. And it just makes
Bill, we're associated with Rock for Life. We're like a leg of them. Mm-hmm. And not one of these bands take a dime.
Nope.
They come and they help on stage, get the other bands off and on, especially Matt Ferrani. And they just do a great, I mean, this is unbelievable. It really is.
It is. Yeah, we're like Rock's little sister. We're Rock's little sister.
I know how that goes.
Yeah. Those guys, they're big time. They're professionals. They just blow me away every time I go to a show and I see how smoothly they run. And I'm like, oh, wow, look at that. But they're really
great. We got a 28 foot stage, 30 foot of lights. I mean,
The light show is going to be great.
Yeah, like I say, if people will go on the website and take a look, they'll see pictures that Raina took from the last year's show. And we think it's even going to be bigger this year.
You have strobe lighting? Is that who's
Yes.
Everything.
They do an amazing job.
Don's fantastic. I just talked to him today.
And Fingerprint Media is doing the sound for us. Yep.
So. Both two very easy people to work with.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and that makes it such a pleasure. You know.
What?
The big thing get off on is get to help people, and it makes us feel good. And we do it in the Atlanta.
Absolutely.
Before we get too much further into the conversation, what is the website address for those people that don't know?
It is aconcertforanna.wixsite.com. We're still trying to get the funds together to buy the web address, but it's a Wix site. I started it up last year, kind of just threw it together. They asked me to. I know nothing about web design. I should ask, you know, that Bill Damiano guy to help me out. But
Valley Dispatch, too, that'll be coming out, I imagine, this week.
I will keep an eye out for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get it linked to the, yeah.
I think
podcast page.
We really appreciate everything you do too, Bill. It's people are just so, you know, Western Pennsylvania, I think, and I'm pretty sure if people would look it up, is one of the most giving areas in the United States. So we're very fortunate to have that too. You know, and really the people, they're the ones we want to thank because they make it all possible. If they wouldn't show up, all the work that Raina did, and Matt and Scotty and Keith and Lisa and Mike, it would be worth nothing. You know what I mean? So the people enjoy it. And I'll tell you what, we had, if I can just add this, we had the greatest compliment last year. It was the first time in New Kensington. The police had come up. I gave an award away on September 24th, Gene Montemuro Award to the area police. And all of them come up and told me we had to send a unmarked car up there all three nights. We thought you canceled the concert. There was no fights, no problems, no nothing. And this year, they're even the police are handing out our flyers. So that was a great compliment from a city.
Definitely. That's a testament to the people that are coming to the show as well as who put it on.
Yeah, it makes me proud. It really does.
Let's look at the three nights and see who's playing on what night, if that's okay with you guys.
Absolutely.
One
of you want to spearhead that?
I'll do it. Why not?
Great. Give it all you got.
That's not much, but okay. Friday, we have Iron Sight, then Driven, and then we have Heidi and the Hellcats. Can't miss her. Five Alarm Flood, who just got back together, I guess. And then Big House Pete at the end there, close on the night. And then for Saturday, we have American Honey, Saybrook, Captain Doobie and the Big Bamboo, which I'm excited to see. They have a new front man, I guess. Mona Lisa Smile, favorite. And then Ferris Bueller's Revenge. We'll be closing out the night Saturday. And that's the night of the bike run, too. So if you're going to come out and stay for the show, you'll see some Mona Lisa Smile. And then Sunday, we have Wretched Hive, Soul Radio, Here and Now, After the Fall, and Creep. And that's it. But of course, you know, you should come all three nights. I think we're getting a discounted rate at the hotel as well, again, like last year.
Yeah, they just got to mention Concert for Anna.
Yeah, I think, what was it? Some percentage off you stay? And
it's like 19 to 21% off. It's the corporate rate.
Yeah, nice. And there's a pool there. So, I mean, come, you know, get a sitter for the weekend and
get drunk and jump in a pool like Scotty.
And there's a Denny's right down the street you could walk to. I mean, come on.
There is. There's pizza there. There's Wendy's there.
Taco Bell.
There's all kinds of things. Hey, also, Bill, our recipients, the information for the recipients is also on the Facebook page in the events, A Concert for Anna 10.
Yes,
so they can go there and read about it, too. I just wanted to mention that.
It's actually, it's also at rockforlifeconcert.com, too.
Yes, Bill was nice enough to put it on his site.
And akmusicscene.com. I put it all over the place.
Yeah. That's good, too, because when you Google it, when you Google A Concert for Anna, you'll get all these links, and it'll take you right to, there's like an event page that's set up. I don't know who does that, but like when you click on Google, it just takes you to all these like events in the area, which is kind of neat. So yeah, you can find it. It's out there. It's on Facebook. Come on. It's everywhere.
When I Googled it, the very first thing that comes up is the Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And then a couple links down is the Wix site. So
yeah. Yeah. I use Facebook more. I feel that, you know, people are on there more so than
they are, but the drawback with Facebook is it doesn't show it to everybody unless you pay for it.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's why, like, if you notice when I post anything out about PA Rock Show, it always is a link back to the website.
And
just, you know, trying to double my advertising there. But so it's 10 years, and yeah. We gave a little bit of information about Anna, and Mike is in a couple of the bands that are playing, correct?
Three.
Yes, Mona Lisa Smiles.
Is he playing every night? No.
No, but Tommy's playing all three nights, and
Yeah, Mike will be playing all three nights. Or no, they won't. Not Friday night.
No, not Friday.
That's right.
He plays.
Yeah.
But Tommy's in Five Alarm Flood, and he's in Ferris Bueller's Revenge, and he is also in Creep. And then who was the other guy, the bass guy for Creep? I forget what his name is.
You know, something I do too. Steve's the drummer.
No, that's Dave. Steve.
Steve, that's right, Steve. Yeah, they're also in. They're also in there now.
Yeah, he's in all three nights too. He's in
here and now. Yeah,
yeah. So,
and I'll tell you what, they played as nothing but sell a crowd. everywhere. It's like Heidi and the Hellcats.
Yeah.
They are probably one of the most popular bands in Western Pennsylvania right now. They play every single weekend. And, you know, they play all around Western Pennsylvania, Ohio. So you're getting to see bands that go out and, you know, I mean, Big House Pete, they just opened up for, what is it? Black Label Society down in Florida, you know, After the Fall, Creep, all of them. I mean, it's amazing that, you know, you get to see all these bands for the price. You figure $30 for a weekend. You can't beat that.
You can't see a show with three bands in the lawn for $30.
No.
Without mentioning any names.
Exactly.
Parking and worrying about drunk people everywhere. And no, thank you. I'd rather go out Island and sit in the field and watch some shows and know I'm going to get home quick and safe and not have to worry about paying $80-$100 to stand shoulder to shoulder with somebody I don't know.
Yeah. So I'll tell you what, Rock for Life this year, Bill, was phenomenal. Yeah. I went out Saturday and wow, it was packed.
I missed you. I was there Friday.
Yeah, it was packed. You got the rainstorm.
I did. But, it rained sideways.
Yeah, they had a phenomenal crowd this year.
I was at my brother's bachelor party on Saturday. So I don't miss them often, but that was a pretty good reason to miss it.
It was a good show, that's for sure. I'm ready for Rocktoberfest.
And then, like, looking at these bands, like Captain Doobie and the Big Bamboo. Oh, am I blanking on his name now? Jason from
Peachy.
Yeah.
Staley's Fist Fight.
Yeah, that's where I was headed. There's, you know,
Filter. Who else? What else is he in?
Yeah, Fist Fight just got a new CD out too. I heard it's phenomenal.
Yes.
I featured it recently on the show, and I can't remember what they were. I asked them if it was 714, 714, 714. I can't remember what they told me it was.
Yeah, I heard great reviews on it. I haven't got one yet, but
see, that gives me reason to play them again this month.
Oh, absolutely. I'll tell you what.
So my game plan here is that I will play, well, I don't have very many of them. I was going to say I'll play the bands that are playing the concert for Anna, but I have Big House Pete. I have
After the Fall.
Creep and After the Fall. I'm going to have to contact some of these bands.
That's good. I'll tell you what. That's pretty much your original bands, though. I mean,
yeah, well, then that's why they're the only ones I have.
Yeah, those are the real OGs right there.
And Mr. Gene Williams played with Big House Pete out there, too, Saturday night.
Is he playing again with them?
I believe so.
I'm looking at these Gene's bands.
Go ahead.
I'm looking at these bands, and like for sure, After the Fall was, you know, Steve and Matt I've known as far as musically forever. But Jason Cribbs, the drummer from Heidi and the Hellcats, mm-hmm. I was in Boy Scouts with him.
Oh, wow.
And
John, who sometimes sits in for him, he used to be Big House Pete's drummer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, phenomenal drummer. Him and Matt both.
That's I don't have a firm date for the Pennsylvania Rock Show anniversary yet.
Huh?
But I have some bands in mind. I don't want to put any of those out there yet, but that's earlier when you said about how the Rock for Life guys are so professional, and you called your show the Little Sister, and I was like, I know how that goes. That's because all I do is pick the bands for the Pennsylvania Rock Show, and then Matt runs everything else.
he knows what he's doing, that's for sure.
That's phenomenal. He's very dedicated, super, super guy. Him and Summer are a beautiful couple. I can't say nothing bad about them at all. They're great people, and they work so hard. You know, they have free food for the bands at Rock for Life and that. A lot of people don't know that, but, you know, they cook and that. And they put everything they got into it.
You know? I believe the Moose covers beverages for the bands as well.
Absolutely. They are phenomenal.
That's
they've been nice to us. It's, you know, like you say, 10 years. And, you know, that's hard sometimes in the band business when you're setting up a show, you know, because some people get jealous and they get mad they don't get to play in that. But there's so many spots. But we've had no problem with any bands. A lot of the bands come there that aren't playing there that support us.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm sure Paul will be there all three nights.
Oh, yeah.
You mentioned his band Led Zeppelin earlier.
Yeah. Paul helps on the stage. Anything we need, he does.
I think he's one of those gear slayers, isn't he? Him, Jimmy, and Dave, and there's a couple other ones. They know what they're doing. Watching them tear down is like they just know what they're doing. It's great.
So I'll tell you what, they helped me on the stage tremendously.
Well, here, let's shift gears for a moment. So, Oz, why don't you give everyone a little bit of an idea of why you're called Oz and what you do?
Okay. About 7 or 8 years ago, I met a guy in Pittsburgh. His name's Pete Galvin. He's a Gene Simmons lookalike.
I see him at
games
all the time.
Yeah. And me and him got to be friends in that. And I've always gotten, you look like Ozzy, and I don't know why. But
because you look like Ozzy.
I guess so. I think that might be it. I don't know yet. But anyways, I tried it for Halloween. He said, try it. And he booked us a car show. We went down Pittsburgh and did a car show, and it went crazy. So I figured, I'll give this a try and, you know, try to make a little business out of this. And I did. And unfortunately, Bill, I'm retiring this year. My health problems are a big thing with me. And right now, so I can't make promises to people where I'll be. And also, I got a brand new baby grandson.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That I enjoy being around every day. So, you know, I'm going to do that. I don't know if I'll pop out. I'll still be Ozzy. I'll still be around. But due to the health conditions, I can't, make things. And then I started traveling with Big House Pete, hooked up with FU Entertainment, started traveling around with Paul from Big House Pete and them guys, Mark. And been doing that ever since. Been on the road with Slant 6. After the Fall, Matt, Common Crown. Like I say, I've steadily, for the past 8 years, traveled around with, Paul from Big House Pete. And we've had a blast. I've lived the dream, Bill. I'm 62 years old. And, I'll tell you what, the people that I have met, it's a small community. The music is, but I'll tell you what, you'll meet the best people. And if they can help you out, they will. And, that's what's kept it. I've been around the business for 27 years. I started off with Shere Khan back in the 90s.
Dan and Dave.
You know? Yeah. And I love those guys. And I'll tell you, like I say, Steve, Jen, Matt, Freddie, all them people. I mean, it's phenomenal. They've become like family to me. And, it's been great. I really hate to retire. But, as you get older. I don't know, but that's what's happening with me. And I am so glad to be a part of the Rock for Life and the Anna concert. I'm sure Scotty and Rainey here will carry it on for years and years to come under Anna's name. And like I say, I know she's smiling. And if you don't believe me, come one of the night of the concert and look at Lisa, because that's the smile. They're twins. And it's just beautiful to be able to do this in her name. You know, she's a wonderful person. And it's a wonderful family.
I didn't have the chance to meet her. I've met, obviously I've met Mike, but I don't know if I met any of the other ones. I follow Kane.
Yeah. Scott's usually at the door collecting the money. And Keith, he runs security for us.
Cool. So then everyone's there then, all of our brothers and sisters.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, they do a lot more, too. Lisa, like, sells tickets, a 50-50 raffle, and they talk to everybody. If you stop them and talk to them, they'll talk to you. They'll tell the whole story if you want. But they're just nice people. And like I say, the rock bands are like this, too. They'll take pictures with you, whatever you want. And to be around people like that, I don't know. You don't always get that. I can truly call them family and friends. All the people that, and Paul Peters and I developed a relationship that I wouldn't give up for the world. We've had a lot of fun together.
Cool. Let me shift gears again. Raina, it's your turn.
Okay.
So why don't you give us a rundown on what you do in the scene?
Oh.
Raina does everything, period.
I mostly lurk.
You can go A to Z.
You'll find me lurking back in the shadows. artwork. Photography. I think I got Led Zeppelin on the bill last year. I'm friends with everybody. I like everybody. I make pretty things.
Decorate. I mean,
keychains. The calendars for Rock for Life. I started doing that. Any way I can help. I can't really help financially. My time is very limited. I work full time. I have two kids, so anything I can do, I'm kind of just trying to figure ways out to help out and to bring more people. And I've helped Matt out a lot with some graphics and things because, you know, he's so busy. I really don't know how he does it in three bands and doing everything does.
He's like three and a half, but we won't get into that.
Yeah. So, but I'm just here to help. I sometimes, like, I'll do promotional photos for a band. I'm kind of reasonable price-wise. But I don't really make money from the concerts or stuff like that because that's just me helping any way I can. So, you know, it just makes me feel so horrible to hear.
Yeah, and on top of that, we make her do posters like a week ahead of time. And
oh, yeah. We need, you know, 1,200 posters.
Yeah.
I'm burning the midnight oil.
She works long hours at her job. So
I do. I work a 10-hour shift, and then I come home and work a 10-hour shift on the computer and sleep. I think I blink, and then I go start all over again. But it makes me happy. So
mine isn't quite that bad. It's a 7.5-hour day, but there's an hour drive before and an hour drive after. If you count that, I'm about a half hour behind you.
Yeah. Well, I'm out of the house for 12.5 hours, so I don't feel like I'm home. So, yeah, anytime I can spend at home is better than running around. So,
hey, okay, so to summarize, a concert for Anna is September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. It's $10 each night. Doors open at 7 p.m. Friday, it's Iron Sight, Driven, Heidi and the Hellcats, Five Alarm Flood, and Big House Pete. On Saturday, it's Ferris, American Honey, Saybrook, Captain Doobie and the Big Bamboo, Mona Lisa Spa, and Ferris Bueller's Revenge. On Sunday, it's Wretched Hive, Soul Radio, Here and Now, After the Fall, and Creep. And also on Saturday is the bike run for the 10-year anniversary. It's $20 for a rider, $15 for a passenger. That starts out at the Quality Inn, which is the same place the concert is at, and ends there as well. And if you ride and you have your ticket stub on Saturday or Sunday, you can get $5 off your entrance fee to the concert. Did I get it all?
I got it, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Better than I could have done.
Some of it was in front of me. Some of it wasn't.
You did great.
So this has been the Pennsylvania Rock Show with me. We're Oz and Raina from A Concert for Anna.
That's it. Listen to the PA Rock Show all the time.
Because Oz said to.
That's right. I approve.
And we're going to play some After the Fall up for you next, right here on the Pennsylvania Rock Show.
Now I'm Oh, that's just who I am.
Do you want me? I just gotta know.